I shall not want.
主是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
We thank God so much for this 29th anniversary Thanksgiving of Tabernacle BP Church.
我们的确要感谢主，我们帐幕堂能够拥有这个地，纪念建堂29周年的联合崇拜。
29 years, almost 30 years, not a short time.
29年，几乎30年了，不是一段很短的时间。
I'm sure you're seeing the Lord's good work in your life as well as in the life of this church.
我相信你肯定看到主在你身上和在这个教会生命里的动了一些善功。
The church began in 1987.
教会是在1987年创立的。
I remember that year very well.
我很记得那一年。
At that time, I was beginning my third year in the Far Eastern Bible College.
当时我是在远东神学院第三年的课程，开始第三年的课程。
Studying God's Word.
我在那里读神学。
I wonder how many of you were born in 1987. How many born in 1987?
有多少是在1987年生的呢？
No one?
没有人吗?
So shy, don't want to read. Oh, Ting Wei.
藤彦弟兄。
Well, you see how big he is now.
看他今天长得多么的高大。
That's, you know, those of you who were born in 87, now you're young adults.
现那些1987年出生的，你现在已经是年轻人了。
Quite mature already.
相当的成熟。
Some of you have started families.
每一些已经有自己的家庭了。
Or some about to start families.
一些将要快有自己的家庭。
So as a church, in terms of age, you are really mature young adults.
所以作为一个教会呢，你其实已经是一个成熟的年轻人了。
Should be old and strong enough to help others.
应该是有这样的能力去帮助别人了。
And I'm glad you are doing this.
我很高兴你正在这样做。
You are giving to missions, you are supporting missions, you are going out into missions.
你正在你的支持了一些宣教的工作，你教会本身呢也参与宣教的工作。
Helping younger churches.
帮助那些比较年幼的教会。
So God has been very good.
所以神是对我们非常恩待我们的。
And we see ourselves changing.
我们也看到自己在改变。
Transforming.To become more and more like Christ, become better and better as children of God.
我们看见自己的转变，我们越来越效法我们的主，更像我们的救主基督了。
And yes, I trust all of us see ourselves change.
我相信我们大家都看到自己的转变。
As you grow, you'll change.
在你成长，在你成长，你一定会有改变。
I have changed.
我有改变。
Physically as well as spiritually.
不管是在属灵上或者属身体上都有改变。
I remember in 87 as a student, I was very, very thin.
在1987年我还是学生的时候，我非常的瘦。
My wife says, you're so thin, you look like a monkey.
我的太太说你很瘦，看起来像猴子。
Now I'm slightly bigger.
现在我比以前略胖了一点。
The only one who did not change.
唯一没有改变的呢？
I think it's Elder John.
我相信是约翰长老。
He was thin then. I see him still about the same size.
他当时很瘦，现在还是很瘦。
No, I had more hair, and you know, and also all black.
当时我也比较多的头发，头发也是全黑的。
Now less hair and then more white hair.
现在比较少头发，头发也逐渐变白了。
You know, one who did not change.
唯一没有改变的。
Is this lady beside me? Still looking as young as ever.
是站在我旁边这个女士，看起来还是像以前一样年轻。
Well, many of you here were there when the church was started in 1987. How many?
在教会。
How many of you are founding members of this church?
在教会1987年开始的时候，有多少会友是在那里的
？How many? Still here.Only John and Dorcas and
约翰长老，我还有其他的一些会友。
Maybe a handful.
Well, 有我们几个。
I thank the Lord for your faith and for your perseverance.
我感谢神，你们在正道上坚持下去，还有你们对神的信心。
And yes, this church has gone through many ups and downs.
这个教会经历了许多的起起伏伏。
Man may fail us.
人会不遵守他们的诺言，
But God doesn't.
但是神不是这样的。
And that's why he is our wonderful shepherd.
所以他就是我们奇妙的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
主是我的牧者, 我必不知缺乏。
And here we read that this is a psalm of David.
这里我们看到诗篇23篇是大卫的诗。
And David knows what he is writing about when he writes this psalm about the shepherd and his sheep.
大卫在写这首诗的时候，非常深刻地体验到牧者和羊之间的关系。
Because we know that David was a shepherd.
因为我们知道大卫本身就是一个牧羊人。
And as a boy, he took care of his father's sheep.
在他年幼的时候，他就看顾父亲的羊群。
And he was a good and faithful shepherd.
他是一个又好又忠心的牧羊人。
Because a good shepherd will be willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
因为一个好的牧羊人是愿意为他的羊群而死的。
Not easy to take care of sheep.
要照顾羊群非常不容易。
It can be also very dangerous.
也是一份很危险的一个任务。
But David was such a shepherd.
但是大卫却是一个很忠心的牧羊人。
We read this in 1 Samuel. If you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们可以在撒母耳记上第17章可以找到。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 37.
撒母耳记上第17章。
And at this time, there was this battle to be fought.
在那时候有一场战役。
Goliath, the Philistines with their giant warrior, Goliath, came and threatened the nation of Israel.
非利士人的这个巨人哥利亚来挑战以色列的子民。
And none in Israel would take this giant on.
没有一个以色列人敢接受这场挑战。
But young David.
但是年轻的大卫。
And in verse 34, we read, David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God.
在撒母耳记上17章34节，大卫对扫罗说：“你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子，将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人，向永生神的军队骂阵。”
也必像狮子和熊一般。And this is not because David was strong.
这不是因为大卫是一个强壮的人。But
it's David's good shepherd who was strong.
而是大卫因为他是一个好牧人，所以他是强壮的。The
Lord himself.
是大卫的牧者，就是主本身是强壮的。In
verse 37, David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine.
所以37节大卫又对扫罗说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。That's
why David could write this psalm, The Lord is my shepherd.
所以大卫能够写这首诗，耶和华是我的牧者。
Yes, I may be a shepherd of my father's sheep, but who shepherds me? Who takes care of me? Who protects me and provides for me? The Lord is my shepherd.
所以大卫说，我是看顾我父亲的羊群的，但是我自己本身有一个好牧者，他照顾我，他供应了我所需要的一切，他也保护我。
So this psalm is written out of David's experience.
所以这首诗呢，是大卫自己本身因为他的经历所写成的。
And how many of us have experienced this in our lives, that God is our good shepherd, our protector and our provider?
我们当中有多少人能够曾经体验过神的确是我们的好牧者，他保护我们，也提供我们所需要的一切呢？
I pray this psalm is not just, you know, academic to you. I memorize it, you know, I know it. But then it's something in the mind and it's not experienced in the heart or in your life.
我祷告这首诗不是你对它只有学术上的认识，就是你在脑海里可以背这些经节，但是你的心里从来没有真正的体验过它。
I pray you have experienced the goodness of the Lord in your life.
我祷告你在你的生命里曾经经历过神是良善的对你的好。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
主是我的牧者我必不知缺乏。
And yes, we may have human shepherds.
是的我们有人的一些牧者。
But then, we must have the divine shepherd.
但是我们还要有这位神圣的牧者。
Yes, God provides for us human shepherds.
是神安排了一些人的牧者给我们。
Pastors and elders in the church.
我们的牧师，我们的长老。
But then don't ever forget, it is your great and good shepherd you must always look up to.
但是我们永远不要忘记，我们要仰望的是我们这至大至高的牧者。
And all human shepherds, pastors and elders are just under shepherds.
所有的人的牧者，包括牧师和长老，都是在这位大牧者以下的。
We are under our chief shepherd.
他们都是在为这个大牧者，他们是在这个大的牧者之下的。
And we must lead God's sheep according to His way, not our way.
因此，所有的牧师和长老在带领神的羊群的时候，是要根据神的方法，不是自己的方法。
According to His word and not our word.
根据神的话语，不是自己的话语。
Our great and good shepherd or pastor is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我们这至高至大的牧者，我们的牧，这位至高至大的牧师，就是我们的主耶稣基督了。
We thank God if we have a good pastor or good elders to take care of us.
我们感谢神，当我们有一个好的牧师、好的长老来照顾我们。
But they can change.
但是他们是会改变的。
They can change not for the better, but for the worse.
他们可能不是变得更好，是变得更糟糕。
And if they do change and do fall, I hope we are not discouraged.
但是如果他们改变了，他们背道了，我希望我们不要感到灰心。
Or stumbled.
或者被他们绊倒
or say, oh, I don't think it's worth following Jesus anymore.
也或者说，因为这样一个坏榜，我不要再跟随耶稣了。
If you are true sheep of the Lord, you know the voice of your good shepherd.
如果你是真正属耶稣的羊，你会认得你的牧羊人的声音。
In John chapter 10, the Lord says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
在约翰福音十章，耶稣告诉我们，他的羊认识他的声音。那他的羊也会跟随他。
If your pastor, your elders are following the Lord Jesus Christ, you follow them.
如果你的牧师、你的长老正在跟随耶稣，你可以跟随他们。
If they're not following the Lord Jesus Christ or His Word, you know who to follow. It is your good shepherd, the Lord Jesus who saved you.
如果他们不是跟随神的话语，你知道你就要跟随主耶稣基督，你的好牧人了。
And you know His Word.
而且你认识他的话语。
You have a reference point.
你有一个你可以参考的一个地方。
A perfect standard to check.
你一个有完全的标准，你可以来检查其他你所学的东西。
To check others, to check yourself.
来检讨别人，也来省察自己。
Have I gone off course?
我是否离开这个神的标准了呢
？Has he gone off course?
他是否离开神的标准了呢
？And If the Lord Jesus is our pilot and His word is our compass, we will never go astray.
所以，当耶稣是领导我们的，他的话语是我们的指南针，我们就会不会偏道而行了。
So I'm glad this church remained intact.
我很感谢神，这个教会依然是完全的存在的。
Because this church is God's church.
教会没有四分五裂，因为这个教会是属神的。
The church of Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个教会是我们的主，我们的救主耶稣基督的。
Man may fail.
人可能不守他们的话。
Man may change.
人会改变。
But Jesus Christ never fails. He never changes.
但是神耶稣是有信实的，他也从不改变的。
I'm glad when I walked in, you all were singing the hymn. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我感谢主，当我走进来的时候，你们在唱耶稣昨天、今天到永远都不改变的。
And that's very true.
这是非常真实的。
So I'm glad you're following the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我很高兴你们正在跟随主耶稣基督。
And this church is a church that is built on the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus said.On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
而且我们知道这个教会是在建立在基督的。耶稣告诉我们，这个教会是建立在他身上，地狱之门是不能挑战我们的。
And this is my own personal experience as well.
这也是我自己个人的经验。
Well, since the time I entered FEBC in 1985 till today, the Lord has not failed in any way.
从我1985年进入远东神学院读神学到至今呢，神对我一直都是有信实的。
I may have failed, I may have been unfaithful, but God never fails, and the Lord Jesus is always faithful.
有时我亏欠了神，有时我没有对他忠心，但是神耶稣基督永远对我是忠实的。
And there was a time I didn't want to do His will.
曾经有一段时间我不愿意行神的意愿。
I thought that my life of service will just be in the Bible college, just to teach.
我认为我要侍奉主的方面呢的领域呢，应该是在神学院教神学。
I didn't want to be a pastor.
我不愿意当一个牧师。
I didn't think I had the gift.
我不认为神给我这个才干。
And I could see also the pastoral ministry is not easy. It's very hard.
我也看到做牧师是非常艰难的。
Easier to teach.
只教神学比较容易。
Some of you are my students.
你们当中有些是我的学生。
You're studying in FEBC.
你们在远东神学院读书。
Hard to study in FEBC.
在远东神学院读书是不容易的。
Easy to teach.
但是教书呢就不同，非常容易。
Because every beginning of the semester, I just give you the course requirements.
因为每个学期的开始，我就告诉你这个课程的需求。
You must obey.
你就要顺服了。
You don't obey, it's your fault.
你不遵守这些要求呢，那是你的错。
You fail, it's your fault.
你考不及格也是你的错。
You must obey.
你一定要遵守这些规则。
You cannot disobey.
你不能不遵守。
So very easy for me.
所以对我来说非常简单。
What I say, you must do.
我所说的，作为老师，你就
要遵守。What I teach, you must pay attention.
我在教学的时候，你要认真的听。
You don't, exam time comes, you suffer.
你不听的时候，考试的时候你就受苦了。
Very easy, right?
非常容易，对吗？
But to pastor a church.
但是要作为一个教会的牧师。
You can preach and preach, and then the people don't move.
你可以一直传讲神的话语，但是人就是不动。
You say, come for prayer meeting.
你说来祷告会。
You plead with them.
你祈求他们。
You try to persuade them.
你说服他们。
You tell them how good this is, that is.
你告诉他们这何等的良好，那何等的美善。
They still don't move.
他们还是不动。
So hard.
非常的难。
And then when you preach and you reprove, rebuke,Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Sometimes what you say they don't like.
那当时有时你在传道的时候，你就要指出他们的错误，要纠正他们。从神的话语这么做的时候，会众却不喜欢。
They get angry with you.
他们很生气。
Oh, next election I won't vote.
他说下次选举我就不选你。
So hard, isn't it?
非常的难，不是吗？
So Lord, don't call me to be pastor.
所以我说主啊，不要召我做牧师吧。
But God did not allow.
但是神不允许我这么做。
Oh, He must give me a good whack.
然后神就鞭打了我。
And I must submit.
我就要顺服。
And I prayed to the Lord, Lord, if you want me to do this, then you must be my pastor.
所以我的祷告就是主啊，如果你要我做一个牧师，你就要做我的牧师了。
You must help me.
你要帮助我。
You must give me the gift.
你要给我这个才干。
You must give me the compassion for people.
你要给我对别人存有这颗怜悯同情的心。
You must give me the ability.
你要给我这个能力。
You must be there to intervene.
你要在那边从中干涉。
Or else I cannot.
否则我就不能这么做。
Well, I thank God that since the year 2011,
我感谢神从2011年开始
When I submitted to God's will,
当我顺服神的旨意的时候
to be a pastor of true life,
作为真生命堂的牧师
well, I've experienced the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我就真正体验到了耶和华主是我的牧者我必不知缺乏
And I put it this way, the Lord is my shepherd, He is all that I need.
我的解释是耶和华是我的牧者我所需要的就是他了
Yes, I shall not want means He is all that we need.
我必不知缺乏的意思就是说，主本身就是我们所需要的。
I don't need anyone else.
我不再需要其他的人。
I don't need anything else.
不再需要其他的东西。
He is all that I need.
他是我所唯一需要的。
Yes, my protector, my provider, my preserver.
他保护我，他提供我所需要的一切，他也保守我。
You can experience this.
你能够, 体验这一点,
God's protection of you.
神对你的保护,
from harm and evil.
他保护你免受灾害, 免受邪恶,
God is providing for you.
神也提供你所需要的,
not only what you need daily in your living, in your life.
不是你每天生活上所需要的,
food and clothes and shelter.
食物, 衣服还有, 住的地方,
but what you need spiritually.
还有他也供应了你在属灵上所需要的
faith,
你的信心,
hope,
希望,
love,
爱,
and how he preserves you.
还有他是怎么样的保守你。
Yes, sometimes we walk astray.
有时候我们是偏离主要我们走的路。
We sin against the Lord.
我们得罪了神。
Those whom the Lord loveth, he will chasten.
但是凡神所爱的, 他就会管教我们。
And we quickly will feel very sorry and repent.
我们很快的就会, 觉得很抱歉, 我们就会认罪悔改。
And then walk in the right way.
然后再走行这道, 正的道路。
Have you seen the Lord dealing with you in such a way? A shepherd always carries his rod.
你看到神这样的对待你吗? 一个牧羊人永远都有他的杖的。
The rod protects you.
那个杖是来保护你的。
The rod also is used to discipline you.
那个杖也是用来管教你的。
But the cane is a good cane, as Reverend Toh says, it's a sugar cane.
但是这个藤条是好的, 在英语上就是好像甘蔗一样。
So I pray you see, you have seen, experienced how the Lord is your shepherd, your wonderful shepherd, and he is all that you need.
我希望你看到也体验到主是你的牧者, 他是你唯一所需要的。
And it's all that we need because he, look at verse 2. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
他是我唯一所需要的, 因为他使我躺卧在青草地上, 领我在可安歇的水边。
Green pastures refers to good grass where the sheep, right, can eat safely and eat well.
青草地呢, 是指好的草地, 那个羊可以安心地吃那边的草。
And then still waters refers to safe drinking holes or safe drinking places.
可安歇的水边呢, 是指安全的, 那些水源, 羊可以在那边喝水。
Because if it's found in a place, if the sheep drinks in a place where the water is flowing very fast and very powerfully, they can be swept away.
因为如果牧羊人把羊群带到一个水流到很急的地方, 羊群可能被水冲走。
Still waters that are safe to drink at and also providing good and sweet and fresh water.
这可安歇的水边呢, 不只是安全的喝水的地方呢, 它的水也是非常清甜的。
So it speaks of God who is our provider.
他告诉了我们神是提供我们所需要的。
Our perfect provider for both our physical and spiritual needs.
他在我们身处身体和属灵上完完全全地供应了我们。
And has not the Lord provided for you?
神难道没有供应你所需要的吗?
You do not suffer hunger or thirst.
你不需要挨饿, 你也不需要口渴。
You're not naked.
你没有赤身露体,
you have clothes to wear.
你有衣服穿,
you have a roof over your head.
你有一个地方可以住。
God knows how to take care of us.
神知道,
you know, materially.
神知道怎么样在物质上照顾我们。
So don't be afraid if the economy goes down, recession or even depression.
所以不要担心如果经济衰退。
The economy of the world is not good.
这全球的经济都是非常不好的。
And recently you have this Brexit.
那不久前因为英国退出了欧盟。
So are you now afraid, oh, you know, will I lose my job? You know, will I make it? And what will happen?
因为英国脱离欧盟, 你是否担心你的工作会有问题呢?
The world is very worried.
全世界的人都很担心。
Because there are so many uncertainties out there.
因为在他们前面有很多, 他们不知道会发生什么事。
And we do not worry like the Gentiles.
但是我们不可以像外邦人一样,
we are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We know that God is in control.
我们知道神掌管了这一切。
We know he is sitting on his throne.
我们知道神坐在他的宝座上。
Nothing happens by chance.
没有事情的发生是偶然的。
He is supervising everything that happens in this world.
神掌管了世界上所发生的一切。
He knows what is going on in our life.
他知道我们生命里发生些什么事。
And God knows everything.
神是无所不知的。
And he pays special attention to His children, to you and to me.
而且他特别关心他的子女，关心你和关心我。
And He knows what we need.
他知道我们所需要的。
He knows how to feed us.
他知道怎么样喂养我们。
And clothe us.
让我们有衣服穿。
And Jesus said, look at the flowers in the fields and the grass.
耶稣说你看野地的百合花。
They don't do anything, but every day, the Lord nourishes them and provides for them.
他们也不种也不收，但是神却使他们有滋养。
Even the birds.
还有天空的飞鸟。
Flying here and there, somehow they find something to eat.
他们这里飞来那里飞去也是能够找到食物吃。
Our Father in heaven feeds them.
我们的天父喂养他们。
And if our Father in heaven knows how to take care of all these animals and all his creation,
我们天上的父如果可以照顾这些动物他所造的，
How much more he knows how to take care of us who are his children.
他更加的知道如何来照顾我们，因为我们是他的儿女。
Oh, we are infinitely more precious than all these things.
我们肯定是比这些其他动物和花草更为珍贵的。
And he takes special attention and care on our physical well-being and welfare.
神特别的眷顾我们在身体上所需要的。
So the whole world can go wrong, but our Father will not go wrong.
所以全世界都可能犯错，但是天父绝不会这样。
He knows how to take care of us.
他知道怎么样照顾我们。
Just need to keep on believing and trusting in Him and waiting patiently for Him.
你只要学习怎么样继续的信靠他，然后等候他。
And He says, "What is important for us to do is this: seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
因为天父告诉我们，我们所要做的就是先寻求他的国和他的义，那么其他的神会帮助我们。
In other words, know that I'm your good shepherd, your wonderful shepherd.
也就是说，神告诉我们，你要明白我是你奇妙的牧者。
But be my believing sheep.
但是你作为一只羊，你要来相信我。
You keep close to the shepherd.
你要紧紧跟随你的牧者。
You keep close to the shepherd. When the shepherd has something for you, he will give it to you.
你跟随紧紧的跟随你的牧者，当他有东西要赐给你，他可以马上给你。
But if you are disobedient sheep and you walk far away from the shepherd,
但是如果你是一个不听话的羊，你离得远远的。
How do you expect to receive of your father?
你怎么样从你父那里获得一些东西呢？
Well, still, the Lord's our good shepherd.
但是主依然是我们好的牧者。
And when we stray away,
当我们远离他的时候，
we may suffer for a while,
我们可能会受苦一段时间，
because of our own sin and our own fault,
因为我们自己的过犯，我们自己的罪。
But still, he will go out and take you back.
但是他依然会去寻找我们，把我们带回来。
And deliver you.
并且帮助你脱离这一切。
And I pray if there are such circumstances in your life, you backslided, you walk away from the Lord, and you know how miserable it can be, and the Lord so graciously brought you back to Himself, you should be very thankful and grateful in your heart.
我祷告，如果你曾经处过这样的光景，就是你远离的神，你知道那是多么糟糕的一个经历，那么神如何在他恩典里把你带回来？
And you determine in your heart never to walk away again from Him.
你就要下定决心，永远不要再离开神。
He is truly our wonderful shepherd.
他的确是我们奇妙的牧者。
And I'm sure those of us who have walked with the Lord can see His good hand providing for us.
我们那些与主同行的人可以看到在生命里他如何供应了我们。
I remember when I was in the States as a poor student.
我记得我在美国的时候是一个很贫穷的学生。
I completed my studies in FEBC and the Lord opened a way for me to further my studies in the States.
我在远东神学院完成了我的课程，神就开了一道门让我去到美国进一步进修。
It was not my will, it was God's will for me to go there and further my studies.
那不是我的意愿，是神的旨意让我去到美国继续我的学业。
And I know this for sure.
我很肯定知道这一点。
I had no church support.
我没有教会资助我。
I went there with my own savings.
我是用我自己的储蓄去到那里的。
And I only had enough for one semester there.
我所带的储蓄只足够我在那边生活读书一个学期。
But I had to study for 4 years.
但是我却要在那里待上4年。
But I only had enough for one semester, half a year of studies.
但是我只代够了钱能够读半年的书而已。
So where will the rest come from?
那么其他的钱要来自哪里呢?
Well, I know that if the Lord is my shepherd, and if it is will for me to further my studies, He will provide.
但是我知道神是我的牧者，是他的旨意让我进一步进修的话，他会提供我所需要的。
My only duty is just to obey.
我唯一的责任就是要顺服他。
Step out in faith.
带着信心踏出这一步。
Study very hard.
很用功的读书。
So after the first semester is done, second semester comes, can I continue?
第一个学期完成了，第二个学期要开始，我能够继续吗？
God provides.
神供应了。
Somehow the money comes in.
不知怎么的，那些钱都来了。
I'm not in debt.
我并没有欠任何的钱。
I pay up my fees every semester on time.
我每一个学期都准时交我的学费。
And I finished all my years of study there.
我也完成在美国的课程。
And I came back also with extra.
我回来的时候还有一些储蓄，一些额外的钱。
God provides.
神的确供应了。
I needed a car when I was in the States.
在美国的时候，我需要一辆车。
You know, if you don't have a car, you're almost like a cripple in the United States.
在美国，如果你没有车，你就好像瘸腿的一样。
So I needed to learn how to drive. I learned how to drive.
我需要学习怎么开车，我就去学。
And then after I got my driver's license, I bought a car.
但是我考到执照以后，我就去买了一辆车。
And of course, as a poor student, the car that you want to buy cannot be a brand new car.
当然，作为一个贫穷的学生，你所要买的车不可能是一部崭新的车。
So I looked for a used car.
我就要找一辆二手车。
And I had only a budget of $500.
当时我的预算是500块。
Can you buy a car for $500?
你能够用500块买一辆车吗？
Maybe in Singapore you just buy one wheel.
可能在新加坡你买一个轮胎而已。
But in the States you can get a car for $500. Well, in those days.
但是在当时候，在美国呢，500块你能够买一辆车。
A used car.
一辆二手车。
So I was scouting around for a car. I went to this car dealership.
我就到处去找，然后我就去到这个车子的代理那边。
All the brand new and shining cars are all out in the open.
然后有许许多多很崭新的车。
So I went and asked. I want to buy a car.
我告诉他我想买一辆车。
I only have $500.
我只有500块钱。
Which car is there you can offer to me?
有哪一辆车我是可以买到的呢?
He said, go back, go behind.
他说你去到后面。
There's a garage there.
在那里有一个修车厂，一个车厂。 是一块草地。
With many very old cars.
有许许多多很旧的车。
People trade in, you see, and then buy the new car, and then the old car they leave behind.
是人家在买新车的时候，把他们的二手车放在那里。
So I went and looked and then found one.
我在那里看了一下，就找到一辆。
A 10-year-old Datsun.
是一辆10年的达森车。
Now you won't hear of Datsun anymore.
不再听到这个品牌了吧。
So 10-year-old Datsun, and then I got the key, I turn on the engine, and then it, you know, the engine revved up immediately.
我就拿了那个锁匙，就开那个引擎，引擎马上就发动了。
So I felt this car said yes to me.
我就觉得这辆车对我说好的。
Good engine.
好的引擎。
Only the body very ugly.
只是车身非常的难看。
Because very rusty already.
因为在生锈了。
Many holes already.
有许多的洞。
I said, never mind, this natural aircon.
我说没有关系，这是自然的空调。
Engine still good.
引擎还是好的。
How much?
多少钱呢?
$500.
500块钱。
So I bought that car.
我就买了那辆车。
The Lord provided.
主供应了。
You think the car will break down? You know, such an old car will break down surely any moment.
因为这辆车非常的旧了，任何时候都可能抛锚。
Well, that car, that old bone shaker served me faithfully for 3 years.
但是这辆车呢，忠心的服侍了我3年。
Travel long, long distances.
我驾着它开很长的路。
God knows how to provide.
神知道怎么样供应我们的需要的。
And then at the end of my studies,
我完成学业以后,
and the car, it was then that it gave up the ghost.
那辆车就, 死掉了。
In fact, I, you know, when I was about to leave this car to either sell it off or get it scrapped. I cannot just leave it there in the car park.
在我要离开的时候呢, 我是可以把这辆车卖掉, 或者把它放到那个废车场那边去。
So I called these used car dealers.
我就打电话给这些, 二手车的代理。
I have this car. Would you like to buy it for parts and all that?
我说,因为这辆旧车, 你愿意购买它吗? 你可以买?
I'm leaving the country.
你可以用它的零件, 我要离开这个国家了。
They said, no, thank you.
他们说不要。
I called several, all said, no, no, no.
我打电话给好几个代理, 全部都不要。
So finally, I called them again.
最后我再打电话给他们。
I said, I want to give you this car for free.
我说,我愿意把这辆车免费给你。
Just come and tow it away.
你来把它拖走就是你的了。
Don't want.
他们也不要。
It's already a junk.
因为这辆车是形同废铁了。
So I drove the car to the used car dealer.
所以我就把这辆车开到那个 二手车的代理那里。
I said, here's the key.
我说, 钥匙在这里。
I'm leaving the country.
我要离开这个国家了。
This car is yours.
这辆车是你的。
The used car dealer looked at me quite sympathetically.
这个代理就带着同情的眼光看着我。
She took the key, went to the car.
他拿了锁匙, 就去到车那里。
Turn on the engine.
就开那个引擎。
It revved up immediately.
而这引擎马上就发动了。
Engine still good.
引擎还是好的。
Say, oh, the battery is still good.
他说电池还好。
I'll give you $50.
我给你50块。
God provides.
神提供了。
Well, $500, I still get 10% back after all these years.
我花了500块钱, 开了几年的车, 我还得到了50块。
The Lord knows how to provide for all your needs.
神知道如何供应你所需要的一切的。
Just be found in His will.
你只要在他的旨意里。
Walk in His way.
要走他要你行的路。
Obey His word.
顺服他的话语。
He is our wonderful shepherd.
他是我们奇妙的牧者。
And spiritually, He has given us two perfect gifts.
在属灵上, 他也给了我们两个完美的礼物。
He has given to us a perfect scripture.
他给了我们他完美的, 话语。
And He has given to us His perfect Spirit.
他也给了我们他完美的灵。
And of course, with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth.
那么我们在圣灵的引导下呢, 就会明白他的话语的真理了。
And with the Holy Spirit, this word of truth becomes very meaningful and powerful in our lives.
在圣灵的引导下呢, 神的话语呢, 在我们的生命里就是强而有力的。
So God will guide His people into His truth.
所以神会引导他的子民进入他的真理的。
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上, 领我在可安歇的水边。
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我的灵魂苏醒, 为自己的名, 引导我走义路。
Indeed.
的确,
we thank the Lord for His good word.
我们感谢神他的好的话语。
And it leads us in the path of righteousness.
他引导我们走义路。
And although the Lord has given to us pastors and teachers,
虽然神给了我们牧师和导师,
yet He is our infallible pastor and teacher.
但是他是那个完美的, 是我们完美的牧师和导师。
But nonetheless, we ought to pray for those who will be our overseers.
尽管如此, 我们还是依然要为我们的牧师祷告。
Who will pastor our souls.
因为这些牧师要照顾我们的灵魂。
And teach us His word.
并且教导我们神的话语。
Pray for God to give such a good gift to your church.
祷告神会赐下这美好的恩赐给你的教会。
This is God's will for His church.
这是神对他的教会的旨意。
That there should be elders appointed to oversee the spiritual matters of the church.
就是一个教会要立长老来看管这个教会属灵的一切的事物。
You have teaching elders.
你有要教导神话语的长老。
These are the pastors.
这些就是我们的牧师。
And then there are ruling elders.
还有一些执政的长老。
And they also take charge of your souls to give you spiritual counsel, to exercise spiritual discipline.
他也照顾你们的属灵的生命, 在属灵上对你们
Pray for such men.
我们要祷告有这样的人在我们当中。
How we need them.
我们是如何需要他们的。
Hebrews chapter 7.
我们来看希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7.
希伯来书第七章第七节。
And here we read, it says here, sorry, not Hebrews chapter 7, but 1 Timothy chapter 5.
对不起，不是希伯来书第七章，是提摩太前书第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
It says here, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
Verse 5, verse 17. 提摩太前书第五章第十七节。那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
So pray for good elders, godly elders, teaching as well as ruling elders.
所以我们要祷告我们有好的长老，那些能够教导我们神话语的和有管理我们的长老。
Who will point us to the right way.
他们会指导我们走这个正确的道路。
Who will give you good counsel concerning specific matters in your life.
他们会在你的生命的一些事情上给你正确的劝勉。
And look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Verse 1 to 4.
我们看第一到第四节。
Says here, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre but of a ready mind.Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
彼得前书第五章第一到第四节，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
After all these years, now you don't have a pastor.
在经过这么多年，你们没有牧师。
You had one, but now you don't have.
以前你们曾经有牧师，现在没有。
I think you really have to seriously and sincerely pray for one.
所以你们应该要认真的诚恳的祷告神赐下一位牧师。
Pray the Lord will give you a good and godly and faithful servant of His.
我们要祷告神赐下一个忠心的属灵的他的仆人来当这个教会的牧师。
Thank God you have Elder John.
我们感谢神有约翰长老。
Who is still holding the fort?
他现在还是
holding the fort.
还是在管理好这个教会
functioning like an auxiliary pastor.
它的作用就好像是一个补助牧师一样。
I pray for full-time pastor.
但是我们要祷告一个全时间的牧者。
Fully given to the word of God and prayer.
是完完全全的是来传讲神的话语，并且为教会祷告的。
That you are governed by a plurality of elders.
这样你才能够有很许多的长老来管理这个教会。
Teaching elder, ruling elder.
你有那些
or elders.
你有教导神话语的长老，也有管理教会的长老。
And it's something good for the church.
这对教会来说是好的。
It's God's will.
这是神的旨意。
I'm sure you pray seriously and sincerely, the Lord will provide for you.
我相信你们认真的、诚恳的祷告，神一定会供应的。
He who is our wonderful shepherd.
因为他是我们奇妙的牧者。
He will not withhold any good thing from us.
他不会不赐下任何美善的恩赐的。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, He is all that I need.
他是我的牧者，他是我唯一所需要的一切。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word.
我们在天上的父，我们为你的话语来感谢你。
That that gives us such comfort.
你的话语带给我们莫大的安慰。
Indeed, this Psalm, Psalm 23, is such a comfort to our souls.
的确，这诗篇二十三篇是非常能够安慰我们的心灵的。
The Psalm of Psalms.
因为这是在诗篇中的佼佼者。
How it glorifies our Savior.
这首诗如何的把荣耀带给你。
How it edifies and encourages our hearts.
它如何激励我们的心。
Help us, Lord, to walk as obedient sheep.
帮助我们做一群顺服的羊
，Following the Lord Jesus faithfully，
忠心的跟随主耶稣基督
，To be faithful unto death，
我们要至死忠心
，And we know He will give to us a crown of life，
因为我们知道他将会赐给我们生命的冠冕。
In Jesus' name we pray，
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名
，Amen，
Amen。